Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Ab Unfiltered. Listen, we've had so many great conversations thus far, and literally, this is another beautiful episode coming to you right now. Are you excited? For our viewers and our listeners, we are so grateful for you. Listen, Ab Unfiltered, Real Convos, No Filter was birthed because I'm just over it. I'm tired of people with their visions and thoughts of who they believe that I am. So I want to have conversations with real people who I connect to, people that I have a relationship with, who kind of live their life the same way, unapologetic, literally going after life, going after their purpose, and realizing that along the way, the best part of waking up every day is being true to yourself. So today, I have somebody super special for you to meet. LaToya Luckett is a true multi-hyphenate, achieving success across the entertainment world in music, film, television, both scripted and unscripted. She's a public speaker and brand ambassador. She's a Houston native and began her career as a founding member of the iconic girl group Destiny's Child. She remained with the group for 7 years, achieving immense success, including 2 Grammy Awards. She co-wrote several of the songs on their sophomore album, The Writing's on the Wall. LaToya has also amassed robust credits in the acting space, including recurring roles on OWN's Greenleaf, Fox's Rosewood, HBO's Ballers, VH1's Single Ladies, and HBO's Tremé. She also executive produced and starred in a series regular role in Here We Go Again for TV1. LaToya most recently joined the cast of VH1's T.I. and Tiny, The Friends and Family Hustle, with her new husband, Tomicus Walker, stepdaughter Madison, and baby girl Gianna. The docuseries is currently airing its 3rd season on VH1. You can catch her there. I can't wait for you to see my toy. Welcome to Ab Unfiltered, honey. Everybody, welcome. Welcome. This is Miss LaToya Luckett and Walker, because she's married now.
Texas.
Hey, honey.
Married. You was there. Y'all married us and counseled us.
We were there, girl. We were there. We've spent some real time together. Not this play time, but some real time together. I am so grateful to have you joining me on my new podcast, Real Convos, No Filter. I am getting into this space where I am becoming more and more confident in who I am, regardless of what people think they know about me. And who better to share in this conversation with me around that than you? Because I know how you feel about the understanding of knowing that who you are is just enough. So this episode entitled I Am Me and Me is Enough is going to be enlightening. It's going to be refreshing, and we hope that it does something great for you. So I'm just happy to have you here. This is nothing new for us. It's just that we're going to have our conversation. Other people will be privy to it at this moment. So we're going to talk like we talk. Yes. I mean, this brainchild of mine for a podcast is really settling into me being more of myself. We've discussed on a lot of occasions just being comfortable in our own skin, you know, being good with who we are. And it's often a briefed concept about being sure of yourself and all of that. But let's discuss for our listeners and our viewers how you've discovered your you and how you were fine with understanding that your you is just enough.
Oh, man. Okay. Sis, you already know. That wasn't an easy process for me, especially, you know, becoming an entertainer at such a young age, really discovering who I was in this, you know, different setting than, you know, the norm. It was challenging for me to finally come to the realization that I am enough. This business can make you feel the exact opposite. Like, you're never enough. Nothing is ever enough. And you're steady, always climbing the ladder and always wanting to be accepted and wanting a seat at the table. And am I pretty enough? Am I skinny enough? Am I this enough? Am I talented enough? Do people appreciate my gifts? Wow. And so it can become a real, you know, you can really get in your head about it. But I am so blessed that I feel I'm on the other side of that.
Yeah.
I'm really okay with looking in the mirror and saying, sis, you are enough. You're not perfect, but you're exactly who God calls you to be. You're still working on yourself every day. You know who you have. I have such a better understanding of who I am. And I think that happened not only through marriage and getting older, but becoming a mom. And knowing what I want for my daughter. And I'm like, I can't walk around here not being confident in who I am and not being true to myself and wanting that for my daughters.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that every flaw, every negative, everything that has happened in my life has happened for a reason, on purpose.
Right.
Very, I know that God, we serve an intentional God.
Yes.
And so I feel like my testimony and, you know, just things that I've been through have been, they've made me who I am. And I am okay with every single scar now.
You know, what's beautiful about that is that you said that in your business, which is so key, because there are so many people who live for and want to attain some level yeah. of success around some of the things that you've been privy to do. You were working, I think, age 9, 10, 11 in a girl
yeah.
group. You were working and you had that drive and that work ethic from a really young age. And they see mm-hmm. you on TV. They hear your voice on songs, which, you know, I'm not just saying this. You know, I'm realistic. Comes. My sister has an amazing voice. I thank God for your voice. It's just...
Oh.
Music
Thank
to
you.
My ears.
You don't tell. Don't you this
shh, girl, don't tell everybody.
Sitting around the house and carrying on.
Don't tell everybody. Okay, because you know
they need to know.
But there is something about the truth of what you said. People want to be actors, they want to be singers, they want to be entertainers, they want to be connected to, they want to be wanted, but they have no idea the work that it takes, how many no's you received before you got to that one yes that changed everything. How many times you left an audition wondering if you were ever gonna act again? How many times you recorded a song, put it back on the shelf, recorded it again, put it back on the shelf? Literally, like, what it takes to feel like you are ready to release your you to other people. People just don't get it. They're so enamored with the idea of the success of an actor, of a singer, of a celebrity, this life that, you know, society presents as something that's so grand. But some of the most hurting and insecure people are the people that we see that are in this type of work or in this realm of focus on, you know, that are out of the forefront. And so I feel like what you said was so key, that understanding that you were good, whether you got the no, it was like, okay, God, obviously this wasn't meant for me. With intentionality, I accept this no, I'm gonna move on to my next. And when I get to the yes that you have for me, I will receive it, I'll be grateful for it, and I'll keep it moving. It takes a moment to get there, because if we live in that space where we're always defined by other people's no, they may think it came from them, but it might be God actually shielding us from something we couldn't see down the road. And I know we've had these conversations.
You're preaching early.
We've had these conversations where you're like, sis, pray with me on this role. Pray with me because I have this audition. Pray with me because if it's for me, let me go in there. Let me rock it out. If it's not, then let me be good if I don't get it. And I think that is so key for you guys to understand about LaToya, that she's had to come to a place of reckoning where she understands that her value didn't lie in who thought she was good enough, but understanding that God already said she was enough. Listen.
Amen.
We all have to come to that realization, because the stuff we see that people try hard for to project out isn't necessarily themselves. We get this sense of peace when we get to understanding that our me is good, it's enough, to where we can relax in that, being fully aware that God's purpose is going to get accomplished whether this door opens for us or not. He has the door set up. everything that we do. Yep. And there are a lot of challenges for people identifying their authentic state of being. So sometimes we have to become in whatever setting we're in. How have you been able to stay true to LaToya in instances where the scenario might have caused you to want to shift into a different, whatever you wanted to present at the time? How have you been able to stay true to LaToya and be authentic regardless of the scenario that you were presented with?
I think that that is the, one of the most important things you can do, not just in our industry, but in life, period. There is only one you. God doesn't make duplicates. He's not in the business of doing that. And you have to be okay with that, regardless of the circumstance. I know there are certain rooms that, you know, you can go into, and there are rooms that I've been in that I would feel like sometimes, like, oh my God, do I deserve to be here? Mm-hmm. Do I belong here? Have I done enough? Have I? And so you have to say, hold on, I have a light. And, you know, going back to when we were kids, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. That is what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation, you have to be you, because nobody's gonna do you better than you.
So good.
And it's something that, you know, it's a confidence builder. And it, for me, like I said, I struggled with that for so long. You know, I struggled with, you know, feeling like, do I belong? Have I done enough? Do I need to do more? Am I working hard enough? Am I this? Am I that? And you really just have to be able to get out of your head and get out of your own way. And also, for me, you know, even with my decision making, really prayer is key. Knowing that you got to put God in the driver's seat, get out of the way, and allow him to direct your path, and definitely get still enough so that you can hear. Because if you're not still, which is this why this quarantine thing has so many different levels of reasoning for me, if you're not so still, then you'll get caught up in that confusion. You'll get caught up in, you know, all those different things going on in your mind and in your world. And I got to do this. I got to be here. I got to be there. And you'll miss it.
When I tell you that is so important, because when I think about what God has done through this moment of reconciling the time that he's given us, when I think about how God has made us stop and say, hold on just a second.
Congratulations, Pooh. I know I'm not a guest on your show, but I wanted to come and congratulate you on a monumental occasion. I done wiped them down. They have been wiped with Clorox wipes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you better you wipe them down.
Unfiltered. Ab unfiltered. Real combos, no filter.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. Gosh, thank you so much. There's my sister. Yeah. I know you can't.
She is amazing. I can't hear her.
I know you can't hear her, but... Oh, they smell so good.
Oh, they're wonderful. See, I did. I made them especially.
Yeah.
And I went grocery shopping.
That's what I'm talking about.
You don't have to.
Girl, do you see these?
Oh, my God.
You know I see them. And they got your favorite color in them, too.
My favorite color.
That's right, purple.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
I want to tell you how proud I am of you for going after your dreams and doing what you're doing. And I just wanted to come and support you and celebrate you and let you know I'm your biggest fan. And this is just the beginning of great things. So you and LaToya keep talking. LaToya, keep letting my nephew bake so he can come out just as beautiful as the first one.
There he is. Wow. Thank you, husband.
I love you. Congratulations.
Oh,
keep going.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
We return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Girl, what were we talking about?
And it's nothing like a great support system to help you filter through and get through some of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It takes a great partner in life to see you sometimes before you can see yourself. And I know my brother John.
He does.
He does. Come on, salute to the husband.
Come on, husbands. Yes, we're going to have to do a special edition with the husbands. Listen.
Oh, my God, honey.
This is amazing. I am done. You guys got an exclusive. Apparently, my husband was somewhere thinking about me. I literally thought he was doing something else while I was here with you. But wow, just incredible. What were we talking about? I forgot. Oh gosh, thank you. We were definitely talking about I'll say it again.
Yeah.
We were definitely talking about staying true to our authentic selves no matter what room we're in. And you said something that's so relatable to our viewers and our listeners. You heard LaToya say that she was privy to or invited to rooms that she didn't feel like she belonged in. Let me tell you something. If you find yourself in a specific place that you feel like, wow, everything in there is amazing, everybody in there is absolutely grand, God meant for you to be in that room. So you own
it. Come on, speak, sis.
You own it.
It wasn't an accident.
No accident that you find yourself in those rooms. But what got you to that room, I need you to hear this part, is you being true to yourself. So you didn't have to become anything to be in that room. Whatever you were was enough for you to be in that room. I don't hear nobody. I need y'all to go ahead and give the Lord some praise on that. I'm telling you. That was so good and so key, Toy, and I hope people take this to heart, that if you find yourself in a place and you're like, God, wow, what are you doing? Take it in, bask in that moment, and give him all the glory, because obviously he felt like you were worthy enough to be there. God's gift to us is calling us worthy before we do anything anyway. So when did you recognize your worth without somebody having to tell you your worth? And how did it shift your way of approaching life, your understanding that before you did anything, you were already worthy, you were already relevant, you were already blessed, you were already good? When did you recognize that worth inside of you, and how did it shift your approach to your life?
I think, you know, I can't remember the exact day, but I know it was along the course of me putting out my first album. And I've told you several times, like, I struggled with that, Av, because I was not confident in my gift anymore. I was kind of thrown into this new world by myself as a solo artist, which I fought to become because I didn't think I had it. You know what I'm saying? I had become comfortable in the team setting, the group setting.
Absolutely.
And so that was a whole nother thing for me. But it wasn't until I honestly, and I don't mean to get all spiritual, but it wasn't until I got into the Word and saw how God saw me.
Ooh.
And read on how he, you know, the reason that he put me here, and he doesn't make mistakes. And he, you know what I mean? So it wasn't until I started to grow deeper into my relationship with God that I started to see who I was and see the way he saw me.
Yeah.
When I looked in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
And that's what made me keep my chin up and my shoulders back. And I'm like, I'm a queen.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm good.
This is on purpose. All this is
everything.
On purpose. You know what
and
I'm saying?
Every flaw that we see when we look in the mirror, God is using for his glory. Like, everything about us that we hate or we think is so, you know, lacking, or we feel that there's a deficit, God uses that thing that we are so ashamed of the most to catapult us forward into more of our purpose. That's why I am such an advocate of people staying rooted in their word, because you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't spend time in the word, you don't know what he's saying about you. You don't know that you don't have to strive for anything. You don't know that literally the scripture states there, it says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Literally, Jesus hadn't performed one miracle at all in that moment.
He had already called him.
Already said, I'm pleased with you. Already said, you're mine. Already said, I'm good with you. Already said, I'm proud of you. And I want for so many people to recognize that it is great to want to attain a certain level of success. It is great to want to push yourself into another level of destiny and purpose. But do not allow that to hold you hostage to thinking that you're not good enough before somebody else places their yes on you. Like, God's yes supersedes all of the ones that come after that. And furthermore, the worth that lies within you, if you don't take the time to recognize and acknowledge that when you have the opportunity, somebody who's watching you and who you don't even know that your life is a story that other people is reading every single day, if you don't take the time to realize that moment, then somebody may miss their purpose because you weren't walking in yours. So every day, I want us all to focus on the path and the journey that we've been set on so that we can stay true to ourselves in our own unique authenticity, so that as we move forward, as we press forward, and more purpose is realized and actualized in our lives, that God's glory can fall, and that we can be fully sustained in knowing that our me is more than enough regardless. It doesn't matter if it's on a main stage, thousands of people, millions of people, a television or not. You could be the clerk at a local store.
You can be great alone.
You can be by yourself.
By yourself.
Because that's kind of where God... Yes, God meets us so many times when we are quiet. And that brings me back to where, when John interrupted me, that COVID thing. God doesn't want usual. He wants us to be still so we can hear from him for the next move and how to navigate this next season of our lives. He doesn't want normal. He doesn't want usual. He wants something different. And having to stay at home and shelter in place and be particular about our moves and strategic and bringing it in, not being so open, being a little bit more closed off so you can hear clearly what he's saying about you and about your family and about your legacy is something that I know that he wants in this moment. It's so good.
And let me tell you, not only did he go as far as to, you know, take away things that we've always leaned on, our education, things that we've depended on, you know, things that we feel make us.
Right.
He took us all the way down to our lashes and our nails as ladies. He took us all the way down to the weeds. I want you in your natural state.
Sugar?
I want you as you, and I want you to see you. I need you to look in the mirror and see you. I need husband to see you. Kid, I need you to see you in this time. And I know, child, hello.
Listen,
we complained about it.
Press on.
Oh my God.
Press.
Yes. It allowed us to really see ourselves. And I, you know, even when I struggled, you know, with my confidence issues, there were exercises that I would do. I would force myself to stand in the mirror and say, you are beautiful. You are enough. You are strong. You are blessed. You have a light. You have all. And that I was a person that hated to say those things about myself because I felt like people that talked like that about themselves were conceited when it's really just self-love.
You can still
be humble and still love yourself.
And love yourself.
And then,
the scripture says to love your neighbor as yourself. So how can you love other people if you're not good with yourself? You have to be good with you first. If you don't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor.
Anybody else. If you ain't good for you, how are you going to be good for somebody else?
You're not.
You know what I'm saying? If you can't spend the time alone and love yourself and love, you know, just being in your own, you know, space and enjoying yourself, then how can you, by the time you get a husband, a boyfriend, or everything that you're praying for, you still not going to be right, sweetie. Because if you don't enjoy you, how you going to expect them to enjoy you? If you don't love you, how can you expect them to, if you don't respect you, I could really keep going with that.
Yeah.
Then how can you expect that from, you know, someone else?
Exactly.
And I know there are people that ask me all the time, well, I came up like this. I was told several times what I couldn't be. I was never, you know, I wasn't in an environment that, you know, supported doing things outside of the box or, you know, So it might be easier for you to say that because your parents were different or your support mm-hmm. system was different.
Right.
You got to anchor yourself in God. You got to anchor yourself regardless of your upbringing, regardless of things that have happened to you in your life. Use your scars, your beautiful scars, everything that you think is wrong with you, as yeah. my sister stated before, to help you realize how beautiful you are.
Yeah.
And that you're still here and you're still standing regardless.
Yeah.
And every day that God gives you a new day, every day God gives you a new second, you got to make the best of it and yeah. realize that you are purposed. You're here.
You're
and
here.
You're enough to accomplish whatever it is he's put you on this earth to do.
It is so in such a refreshing moment for me when you said all of those things about no respecting, loving, you know, understanding your you. Now, you can't expect someone else to do all of those things for you if you don't do them for yourself. But also, if you don't know you, who you are, then you can't give anybody your best. You're always going to be giving a representative. You're always going to be giving, you know, a fake version of you because you don't want to spend the necessary time getting to know yourself. I love yeah. hair. I have a drawer full of it. But I also know that I have a head full of hair. And if I take time to do it, I wear it. I'd made this joke about being that stripped down to my biological nails. Listen, I hadn't seen them in like 10 years. I didn't even know what my tips of my nails looked like anymore. I could not remember. And it was so great for you to say that God wants just the authentic you. All of the accompaniments and all of the extras added, they're great. Everything is wonderful. Not knocking anybody for wearing makeup or beautifying yourself. That's what it's here for. It's great. But we cannot be defined by those things because God's like, hey, you can't go do X, Y, and Z. Do you still think you're good? Do you still think you're pretty? Are you good now? You don't want to be seen. Oh, you don't want to talk to nobody because you don't have your eyelashes on? Baby, one or two is what's happening over here. So, I mean...
None.
And it's like God is taking us back to his original intent. You are good because I said you are, not because yeah. of what they're looking at and all of the edits and filters you've placed on what you've posted. Okay.
Yeah.
The actual picture of the you that I created is enough. And that is yes. what is so profound, is so good. And I've had to learn it too. It's taken me a minute. It's taken me a while. I still struggle with it as well. I'm not going to sit here and say that I have actually come into the knowledge of understanding all of my value because I feel like this is this is one of my first breakthroughs of being okay with the misunderstanding people have about me. So the Ava Unfiltered podcast is just kind of like get to know me, real conversations, no filter, because I'm not your typical whatever you thought about me in the first lady. Yeah, we yeah. had that episode. You were a guest on the show when I was like, I don't know about that, sis. I don't fit. I don't check off the boxes for what you know,
yep.
what people feel like a first lady is. And I keep saying it over and over, but God's like, you're exactly what I said you are for the moment you're in. And people who are called to connect to you will connect to you more than some of the others who have all of the boxes checked off. Even though they're amazing at what they do, I'm going to stay true to me. I can't become them. I'm not this yeah. person and I'm not that person. But who I am is Av. I'm Aventer Gray. Take me or leave me. I'm good if God is good, and I know he is. And so, gosh, time just gets away when you're having fun. Girl, how is it that we have already made it to the end of this episode? I told somebody that we could talk, and we could talk. Listen, Debbie was on here. We had to cut us off because we literally was just talking and talking like we were on the phone, holding a phone. But I think pray that God has allowed people who are witnessing this moment, riding in their car, maybe hearing our voices, or even just watching us, share about some of our struggles and understanding that our me is enough and who we are is enough, that it will give them some insight and some hope into really taking the time to get to know themselves, so that whatever their purpose is, whatever their journey is, whatever that looks like for them, they can actually approach it authentically instead of depriving themselves by presenting a representative. Because you can only keep up a facade for so long, or you're going to forget. You're going to forget what you were supposed to be doing. So I'm going to just be me. That's what I had to share with my husband. I was like, listen, I don't know who else to be other than myself. Now, that might not sit well with everybody, but it sits well for somebody, and that's who I'm going to be good with. And I've seen you do it over and over. So, Toya, give us a Toya get us through phase of grace that you can drop on us real quick. A Toya get us through. Give us something that can get us through. Just a quick couple of words that can get us through if we fall into a slump and we forget that we're enough.
You don't know anything else. Know that everything you've been through, everything you've done, when it comes time for you to meet our Maker, it's a part of your story. It's what makes you, and no one is perfect. The perfect one left this earth years and years and years and years ago. At the end of the day, I'm going to want him to be proud of me, to know that I've given my best.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I just want to be everything he's created me to be, regardless of how my imperfections, regardless of anything. This is just me.
Yeah.
I love hard. I do things with great intentions.
Yeah.
I'm kind to people. Be kind to people.
Please.
Be kind to people. Be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind to yourself.
That's it.
Be good to you.
Yeah.
And like we've said several times in this conversation, if you can't be good to you, you can't be good for anybody else.
That's right.
And if you want to make sure, if you want to you know, remain in the will of God and all of those different things, focusing and having that focus on being kind and the things that he wants for you, that's really all it is.
That's it.
There's so much that I can say, but there's
that's it.
A lot going through my head right now. But that I just feel like being the takeaway, be good to you. And being good to you, that's good enough.
That's great.
That's good enough. That's good.
Enough.
When you're good for you, good for everybody else, and God is good.
Yes, he is. Listen to me, ladies, even gentlemen, in case some of your wives and girlfriends decided to have you watch with them or listen. Toya has gotten us through. Be good to you so you can be good to others. I am me, and me is enough. That's it. There's nothing more to say. I am so excited. There's another episode of Av Unfiltered, real combos, real conversations, no filters. We did it. We're done.
Yes.
I hope you got something out of it. We love you. We can't wait to see you back next time for another amazing episode of Av Unfiltered. Thanks for tuning in. Share. Tell somebody that you know who may be walking through a season of insecurity or feeling insignificant to tune in, because this conversation is for them. Thank you, LaToya. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you
Thank
next time.
Thank you for having me. I'm so proud of you. Congrats on your new show, your podcast.
Thank you, honey. Love you guys. God bless you. See you next time.